This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, June 16th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Food packaging ban returns. Water Board debates next steps and saga over fertilizer caps. Farmers, women in ag, and methane tools get nods, and fertilizer prices drop on news of a peace deal. A bill to expand California's restrictions on chemicals in food packaging is back in the Capitol this week. AB 1148, set for a hearing tomorrow in the Senate Environment Quality Committee. The bill by Assemblymember Lashae Sharp Collins of San Diego would prohibit the sale or distribution of food packaging with intentionally added bisphenol or orthophthalates starting in 2027. It would also direct the Department of Toxic Substances Control, subject to funding, to set thresholds for those chemicals when they show up unintentionally. California already banned PFAS and paper-based food packaging under a 2021 law. AB 1148 would broaden that approach to other chemicals that consumer and environmental groups say can leach into food and raise health concerns. Supporting the bill, Breast Cancer Prevention Partners, the Environmental Working Group, and CalPERG. Food industry groups argue the bill gets ahead of existing federal and state review processes. They say FDA and DTSC already have authority to evaluate food packaging materials, set thresholds, and impose restrictions when warranted. The California lead of food producers and other opponents also point to FDA findings that currently authorized uses of BPA and certain orthophthalates to remain safe for consumers. The bill cleared the assembly last year before it stalled. The hearing will show whether amendments and stakeholder discussions have resolved enough concerns to keep the measure moving through the summer. A report on agriculture nitrogen requirements is drawing sharply divided comments from farm groups and drinking water advocates that ahead of a state water board review this morning. The second statewide agricultural expert panel was charged with evaluating how the state should use data on how much nitrogen is applied and removed under the Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program. The draft report stopped short of recommending statewide nitrogen limits, instead emphasizing regional flexibility, crop differences, alternative compliance pathways, and adaptive management. Agricultural organizations largely praised the panel for recognizing that a single statewide nitrogen limit would not work across California's diverse crops and regions. In their comment letter on the report, farm advocates urged the board to rely on targets, technical assistance, training, and region-specific alternatives rather than rigid discharge limits. Environmental justice and drinking water groups argued the report does not go far enough. They urged the panel to recommend interim enforcement limits, particularly in the Central Coast and Central Valley, where they say regulators already have years of nitrogen reporting data. California lawmakers have adopted a slate of agriculture-related resolutions recognizing farmers, agritourism, women in agriculture, livestock methane tools, and a public health threat tied to drug-resistant infections. The Senate has adopted ACR 167, honoring World Agritourism Day. GOP Assemblymember Heather Hadwick of Altura said agritourism offers more than, quote, a fun day trip, adding that, quote, for many small family farms, agritourism is not just a supplemental income, it's what keeps the farm operating. Senators have also adopted ACR 188, celebrating California's Farm Week. Assembly Ag Chair Esmeralda Soria of Merced emphasized the broader stakes for the industry, saying, quote, not only do we feed the nation, but we feed the entire world. ACR 94 by Assembly Member Darshana Patel of San Diego County recognizes antimicrobial resistance as a public health crisis. Patel said the resolution is aimed at, quote, reducing unnecessary antibiotic use, preventing resistance infections, improving patient outcomes, and safeguarding vulnerable populations. Across the Capitol, the Assembly adopted ACR 193, proclaiming 2026 as the International Year of the Woman Farmer. Majority Leader Cecilia Aguiar-Curry of Winters emphasized that women are, quote, farmers, farm owners, ranchers, researchers, educators, processors, marketers, and innovators. The Assembly also adopted SJR 5, urging Congress to explore enteric methane reduction solutions for cattle. Senator Josh Becker of Menlo Park said the resolution is about striking that balance between climate tools and economic sustainability for the cattle industry. In other news, price indicators for key farm inputs tumbled yesterday following news of the U.S.-Iran preliminary peace deal. The value of urea at New Orleans, a benchmark for North American nitrogen fertilizer, fell about 5% from Friday, roughly $20 a ton, according to Josh Linville, vice president of fertilizer for StoneX. That marks a 53% drop from a high earlier this spring, he said. Slumping corn, though, below $5 a bushel, offsetting the benefit of lower urea prices for farmers, he said. Potash prices that otherwise would seem well valued also, quote, look poor due to lower grain values. On the broader side, oil prices dropped 5% yesterday to a multi-month low. President Donald Trump indicating full ship traffic will resume in the Strait of Hormuz Friday after effectively being closed for the U.S. for at least 16 weeks. The deal opens a 60-day window of negotiations between the U.S. and Iran. Vice President J.D. Vance, when asked by CNBC if he expects the Strait of Hormuz to stay open beyond 60 days, said, quote, our expectation is that the Strait is going to be opened in a toll-free way for the long term, and that's the sort of thing that we're going to figure out in these technical negotiations. Almost 600 vessels remain stuck in the Persian Gulf waiting to go through the Strait. Hundreds more idling on the other side. Investment analyst Rich Asplin writes for Bar Chart, citing the global trade and analytics firm Kepler. Here's today's final word. We often talk about cars and coal, but rarely about cows when we talk about climate change. That's the word of Senator Josh Becker on SJR 5. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, June 16th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Nally.